name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have a priest friend who jokes that if priests were allowed to be married, he would have had three sons, and their names would be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And my response to him when he told me that is why priests are not allowed to be married. Because you should never give your child a name which will get them beat up after school, even if they're homeschooled. So there you go. But it's a wonderful story from the book of the prophet Daniel about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were commanded by their king to engage in an act of idolatry and to worship his god, otherwise to be put to death. You know, idolatry is a horrible sin, because it violates one of the greatest commandment: love God above all things. You know, if you put someone else other than God, and it might not be, you know, the classical false gods of Zeus or Ares or, you know, one of the Greek ones, but it could be your job or your life, or, you know, there are a lot of idols that you could possibly have. When you put them ahead of God, you're not loving God above all things. And as our Lord said in the Gospel, you become a slave to sin rather than being free in God. So idolatry is a very bad thing, and it is not harmless by any stretch of the imagination. But in any case, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego realize that their life is nothing compared to being obedient to God, and they completely trust in him. They refuse to worship the golden statue, and as a consequence, they are tied up and thrown into the fiery furnace. And yet, when they're thrown into the fiery furnace, they don't die. There's someone else there with them, an angel of God who protects them. And this even amazes Nebuchadnezzar, who's, you know, an interesting fellow, because immediately he recognizes that he was wrong. Now, he doesn't go the full way and realize that there is only one true God, but he realizes that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did the right thing, and he praises them and their God for doing the right thing. So no idolatry and no naming your children Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.